Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jan Hersey and we're going to be talking about the special event Karsten's Farm Days coming up. Good morning to you, Jan.
Good morning.
Well, Jan, I think Karsten's Farm Days, you know, there's lots of machinery and all those ag-related things, but we need to remember that farms also mean family, and so family means a lot of things. And in this case, we're going to talk about quilts. That's your job, right?
That's my job. I am co-head of the quilt barn, and it will be in the Red Meadow Machine Shed, or quilt barn, we call it for the day.
Sure.
And we have area people that make blocks, and then we sew them together and display the quilt.
And then can other people bring quilts in? I mean, like if I wanted to bring a quilt, could I bring a quilt?
Yes, you can. We display quilts from anybody who would like to display a quilt, to have them there on Friday, or if they can't have it there on Friday, drop it off at Marilyn's place or my place, and we will hang them Friday. We like them there by noon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our Friday job, is to get them hung.
And
they are
what?
All covered in plastic. So to
get any
dust or dirt.
Yeah, still some flies around, too, that you don't want sitting on your quilt.
Right.
Again, and we'll remind people again that the Karsten's Farm Days is September 7 and 8, but we're talking about Friday the 6th, if you'd like to bring a quilt and have it displayed. Now, you know, we need to tell people how to find Karsten's Farm. You have some easy instructions for finding it?
If you get off at Shelby and go south and go take the first right, which is west, it's about a half a mile. You just follow that road around. It's a big L, and the farm is right there.
And
a half a mile.
Yeah, and I'm guessing, especially on the 7th and 8th, there'll be signs around, and maybe on the 6th too. So if you get kind of close, I'm guessing there'll be some signs that say, this way to Karsten's Farm.
Oh, you're right.
When was the Karsten's Farm started? You know, when did people start farming there? Do you know?
I don't know that. All I can tell you is that we started the quilt show in 2009.
Okay, so you're...
We've been doing this for about 10 years
now. Yeah, yeah. Well, you've seen a lot of quilts. You've handled a lot of quilts. And is it just like bedspread type quilts, or do you have other quilting kinds of things?
They're all different sizes. There's tree skirts, there's lap quilts, bedspreads, any type of work that people do, hand work, we display it.
So, Jan, are you a quilter?
I am a quilter. I'm a hand quilter.
All right.
I don't machine quilt.
And, you know, Jan, those are so, to me, so precious. And whether one person does them or whether you have a group of people doing all those stitches in there, my goodness, look at all those hours of labor. They're very special. And my great-grandmother made a quilt top for me, but then I had to have it quilted after that. I think she, with all the great-grandchildren, she sort of ran out of time to do all that quilting herself. So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I think about, Jan, with quilts, is there is so much creativity and art involved.
There's a lot of art and creativity involved, and they're all different, and they all tell a different story. And that's what's kind of cool. What made people pick out the fabric that they picked out?
And Jan, have you studied like the kind of the history of, you know, why is it called Morning Star? Or why is it called, and I can't even say any others, but there's a long list of names for the quilt patterns.
Right. Each block has a different title or name. And I really haven't researched any of them. I just pick out one that I like, and that's what I make the quilt out of. And the quilts that we display, they're not for sale. We just want people to bring them so they can share them with everybody else.
Sure. But
and it's something for the ladies to look at.
You bet. Now, do you have one that you're selling raffle tickets for?
Yes. We had a quilt donated by Carol Venetian. It's a nature quilt. It's a quilt of a flying eagle.
Oh.
And so this year we did not have to do blocks, but we're in the works to do it again for next year.
Mm-hmm. And I think if you go... go ahead.
The tickets can be purchased at the Shelby County State Bank in Shelby, or New Image, the beautician there in Shelby, and Minden Grocery Store, and then, of course, at the Kirsten Farm.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be selling tickets.
And if you're interested in seeing a picture of that quilt, of course, you have a website, just Karstens, with an S, karstensfarm.com. And I do have a schedule printed out, and there's a picture of the quilt on that schedule, too. It looks pretty awesome. Pretty awesome.
It is neat. It's very neat.
Mm-hmm. So the other thing we should mention, of course, be sure to go and see the quilts. But there's so much more. Lots of crafts that are there, games,
yes.
Lots of food.
Oh, yes. Food, and there'll be lots of vendors there that display their wares, homemade crafts. I think they have face painting, just a variety of different
And different kinds of entertainment. I mean, there's just something going on all the time. And I see on Saturday the 7th, there's a breakfast early in the morning, 6:30, and then the flag raising. And on Sunday, there's breakfast again and worship service at 9, followed by the flag raising. So you can come early, you could stay all day, just have a great time. And I think we've sort of said, you know, there's things for the kids as well.
Right. And I think Saturday night is Daly's Chicken Dinner. I think that starts at 5.
Oh, yeah. That's always a favorite.
It's a fun, different time for people, especially if they don't know anything about farming. There's the corn maze, too, for the kids. And potato picking.
Yeah, and I saw in the information you sell farm-grown potatoes.
Yes.
So
you can pick your own potatoes and put them in a sack and buy them.
Very good. What's better than home-raised potatoes? I mean, wow, that's a really special thing, too. And like I say, at the beginning, I mentioned the machinery. I understand there's like 200 restored antique tractors and lots of other machinery. And if you own something Minneapolis Moline, tractor or implement, you have a special display of the Minneapolis Moline things this year.
Yep, that's the featured tractor this year, Minneapolis Moline. You can bring any kind to display.
And I find it interesting, you know, when you start looking at this, I'd heard of Minneapolis Moline, but I did not realize that they did this wide variety of equipment in addition to tractors. So there's always something to learn.
Always.
Yes.
It's a good day when you learn something new.
That's true, Jan. So we were visiting with Jan, mm-hmm. Jan Hersey, and you have a co-worker on this quilt project, I believe. And who is
Marilyn Evans.
Okay. So, and
Shelby, she helps.
And are there some other people who come help hang?
Yes, we have many people that come on Friday to help wrap the quilts and hang them. The Venetians come and help. Tom Tolson comes and helps. Craig Constable helps us. We have many volunteers. It's all volunteer, and we appreciate them so much. couldn't do it without him.
That's true. And the quilt show and this whole event, so many volunteers.
Exactly.
So you want to come and see Karsten's Farm Days on September 7th and 8th. And if you'd like to bring a quilt ahead, that's on September 6th. And we want to thank you very much, Jan Hersey, for visiting with us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's a thought. Well, from an old farmer, I would say an experienced farmer, and he says, life is simpler when you plow around the stump.
I agree.